Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, beautiful humans, and welcome to episode 38 of Crovisation. Oh my goodness, can you hear the fatigue in my voice, friends? This might be the slowest I've ever spoken. On conversation, oh my goodness, get out, stop, start again. That's all right, we'll leave it in, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. Friends, it's getting rough now. It's getting boring for me. Those of you with mental health disorders, neurodivergent brains, I feel ya. I don't know why I have to put labels on you. Even those of you other human beings with humanity upon you, in you, and life in your body, I feel your pain. We are universally, globally experiencing this. So remember, we've been saying it the whole time, but damn, I keep forgetting. Remember to be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. Let yourself rest if you need it. I've slept all day again. It's okay. That's okay. We are getting through this together. Well, that's the end of my inspirational speech today. I've been being a bit lazy. No. Take that out of my vocabulary. I have been being a bit distracted by life and inside my head and outside my head. And I haven't arranged any more recordings of Crovisation. So I've got to get off my ass now and do it. So, sorry on those of you. I know there's a huge, huge list of you waiting on my response. And I'm sorry, so sorry to keep you waiting. I'm so fortunate. I've got an endless supply of inspirational women, honestly. There's about 30 episodes queued up just in my Facebook inbox. I'm really excited to share them with you. I'm getting through them. As a white female, as a white cisgendered female, it is my duty in my position of privilege to raise up the voices of those who are less heard than I. And I've had plenty of white cisgendered, my brain is, I don't know if you can tell, but I am, no, I've already said that, there we go. That shows how fucking tight I am. In my position of privilege, it is my duty to lift up other people. So I'm really, really responding to women of colour, queer women, trans women, all these different types of beautiful, amazing, femme-identifying or non-binary humans in my inbox right now. So if you're waiting on a reply, thank you for your patience and thank you for your understanding of what we're collectively working towards here at Crovisation. Anyway, let's get on to this week. Oh, this week's guest is a good one, friends. This absolute living legend of a woman. I met her randomly, maybe 2 years ago, at an escape room, you know, where they lock you in, you have to solve puzzles to get out. And she was voracious. She's a riot. She's very similar to me. She is me in the future. She is the amazing, absolutely lovable Gail Porter. She is an unlikely friend. I don't think I would have met her if it wasn't for our wonderful, wonderful mutual friend, Mr. Scroobius Pitt, who obviously helped me out in the world of podcasting. So eternally grateful to that wonderful human there. And Gail, I'm so excited to chat to you because she is just everything I aspire to be in my life and in my career especially. Gail has a way with words and she's going to really lift your spirits this week. She's so fun. She's so fun and she just knows how to make life more bearable. So please enjoy. If you would like to find me on the internet, and please, in my sadness right now, I will request for you to send me some, please, validation, please, some love. Hit me up on my socials and tell me if you've listened to any of these episodes. I know listening to podcasts is supposedly down because people aren't on their commute so much anymore, but I've been listening to them, I've been consuming them at a rate of knots. It's an excellent... Oh, that was weird, beautiful humans. My microphone / recording program cut me off halfway through my intro, and now it won't record on my microphone. So if that is any illustration of how life is going, I hear your microphone. You don't want to work. I don't want to work. None of us want to work. We all just want this crazy shit to be. Have a light at the end of the tunnel. Anyway, what was I on about? Oh yeah, podcasting. Basically, you might not be listening to podcasts at the moment, but I highly recommend that you do. Because there is so much joy to be gained from being sat around the table at 6 a.m. and listening to someone else's life story and being like, oh, yeah, I did that too. And I thought I was the only one, but it's not. It's not just me. I've been sharing so many memes lately about, you know, bizarre things that humans do, but sometimes you feel a bit self-conscious about. But, like, whenever I see one, and I'm like, oh, thank God, I do that too. I saw one the other day about just, like, making noises randomly. I thought it was just me. It's definitely not. Anyway, I'm rambling again. This is what happens when you deprive me of human connection. I will gain it anywhere, friends. And that being said, I was telling you where you can leave me some love, please, some validation. Let me know what episodes of Crowversation you've enjoyed. Let me know what you've enjoyed about them. If you'd like to give me a critical criticism, then please follow up with a suggestion on how to improve it. If you want to send me just a criticism, then you can, but read it back to yourself in the mirror first before you send it and see how it makes you feel. So, take that. Friends, please come and find me on Instagram @ Riots and Crows, RIOTSANDCROWS. And please find me on all other places of the internet, including OnlyFans, @ Cats and Crows, KATSANDCROWS. I know you're going to enjoy this week's guest, Gail Porter, the freaking legendary, just legend. Well, I guess that's my brain that's run out there, so I'll let you enjoy episode 38 with the wonderful, inspirational Gail Porter to Crowversation. When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world. Not represented in the media. Not treated equally online. And still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation. Right, I'm just going to
hit record. How are you coping?
So we've got record going and I'm ready. I'm all right, you know, to be honest. I'm in my garden. I'm doing loads of podcasts, so I get to, like, communicate with people. So I'm doing all right. How are you? How have you been coping?
Yeah, I've had a pretty tricky time. I was in Spain Unfortunately, my dad passed away. So by the time I got back here, I had the virus.
Oh, no. So you've been sick?
I was sick for about 3 weeks, but I was like, I was okay. I was like, you know, 111 were fantastic. They were like, right, if your breathing gets any worse, you call us. But, you know, I'm Scottish, man. I was like, I will fight this. I will fight this mofo. And yeah, it was kind of, it was difficult. Like my smell went, my taste went.
Really? That's weird, right?
Yeah. Fever, everything. But anyway, yeah. I'm fine now. It's great. So I just think, well, I was probably one of the lucky ones. Got it quite early.
Definitely.
So it means that I can do all the nice things for neighbours and stuff and, you know, people that need help, and I can just go out and do my stuff. And
that's quite nice. You feel confident.
Yeah. And I keep dancing online. And my daughter said to me, Mum, if you put one more dance on Instagram, I'm gonna have to block you. I went, I don't care. She's with her dad, so, and he's in Sussex.
All right.
So by the time I got my dad back here, I couldn't see her because she wasn't allowed into London. So it's me, the cat, and a whole bunch of wigs, and me just dancing.
Oh,
and
my
she's
God.
Like, Mum, you've got to stop it, man.
No, girl.
Like, I'm not
I think you need to make...
All.
You need to make a TikTok. Have you seen TikTok?
I don't even know how to do that.
I know you're a self-proclaimed old person, but you can definitely do it. And I think they'd love you.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
The idea of TikTok is that you're moving along to a pre-recorded sound. Like, it's no original sound, so you don't do any of the sound, which was weird for me, because I usually, like, talk a lot. I'm sure you're the same. But you just, like, either dance along or you mime along to, like, a script or something. And you can, it's a bit like Vine. Was it like Vine? Where you could do the chopped up videos? I'm not sure. But it's like that. And you kind of, yeah, you just copy other people. It's odd.
Okay, well, I did download it, and then I couldn't figure it out. And I spoke to my daughter on FaceTime, and I was like, how do I do this? She's like, Mum, just stop. Stop doing everything. But do you know what I did get? You know that, you know, I like my rings from The Great Frog and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
They sent me an entire kit. Sorry, it's here. To make my own rings.
What the fuck? That's cool as hell.
I know, and I've got no artistic bones in my body.
Oh,
so
you definitely
I'm
do.
Gonna sit. Oh, I don't. So I've got this whole kit sent to me from The Great Frog, and they said, yeah, we'd just like you to make a ring. And I was like, I don't even know what to do. I've got no idea.
That's so cool. So are they gonna reproduce it, or is it just like a fun thing to do in lockdown?
I don't know. I mean, because I always speak to them on Instagram and stuff, and they said, we'd like to send you this. And so I don't know. I said, I'll try my hardest, and then I'll send you whatever I've got. And I think they've given me two rings, so I can like send them one and send this. So I'm pretty much sure if I send them one, no one's ever going to see it. So it's going to be shit.
Gail, I want it. I'll take the other one.
I'll just send it to you.
Yeah. I will lose it. What? I promise you, I will lose it.
But I'll just put cat on it, and then just like, yeah, send it off to you. Just go,
yeah, write my name on it so it comes back to me every time at least.
Exactly.
Girl.
So what else have you been doing? Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I was just going to ask. So for people that don't know who you are, can you give yourself a little intro?
Yeah, most people of your age and younger will have no idea who I am. My name's Gail Porter, and I was a TV presenter in the 90s. So you can ask your mums, your dads, your nans. They might know me. So I did things like I did Big Breakfast, Top of the Pops.
I remember.
Had my arse projected naked on the Houses of Parliament, and you know, the usual shit you do.
You've led a bit of a wild life, haven't you, girl? I feel like we've got quite an affinity going there with our lives.
We have. I was so pleased to see you last time. That was so nice.
That was really lovely. Nice. Where is that? That was the podcast recording.
That was Yeah, that was with Stu and Chris and Scroobius and yeah.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah,
and I've still got that nice picture of us all. And you and me look like tiny dwarfs.
We're so small. It's so rare that I find people my height. And it's only when I do that I realise that I'm short. Because I'm like, oh, this is the first person I've spoken to at eye level in weeks.
I know. Well, do you know, I'll resend you that picture because honestly, it's such a funny picture. And they're like towering above us. And you and me are like this. We're almost like one.
Yeah,
we're like one
so
person joined
tall.
Together. They're so tall. Do you know what? F off, you tall folk. It's really bad. I went to the supermarket the other day. All I wanted, I was like, because I've been not well, I just wanted tinned tomatoes and they're on the top shelf. And of course, you're wearing masks. And I was going, sort of like sign languaging, going, and he's looking at me. And I was like, oh. I said, I can't do anything right. I can't even get tinned tomatoes. Because I can't reach.
You literally can't, though. Like, I can't reach anything on the top shelf. I always pull things down and pull things over. But, like, you can't ask anyone to help you, can you? You can't get close enough.
No, exactly. Do you know, when I was on Top of the Pops, they gave me a box to stand on. Because the kids were taller than me.
Really? So,
yeah, all these teenagers had turned up, so they had a
Amazing.
Box, and it had written on it, they had a box that said Gail's box on it, and I'd have to stand on the box to look like I was taller than the children.
Oh my gosh. Gail, how old were you when you started Top of the Pops? That was, because you were quite young yourself, weren't you? You must have been.
I think, do you know what, I was kind of like doing kids telly from about 25. I think I got to Top of the Pops when I was maybe about 27 or 28.
Oh yeah, so you're not getting any taller then, are you?
No, I stopped growing. And then the whole Big Ben thing was 1999, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to sack me. But no, they loved it.
Tell me that story, because I've seen that story. I think maybe you spoke about it in the recent BBC doc you did, but I actually never saw the whole story, so tell me about it.
So basically what happened was, I think we're probably quite similar.
Yes.
But I went along to do a photo shoot for FHM. No money, no nothing. They gave me a few glasses of champagne, and like they couldn't get anything to fit me. So me being young and naive, I was like, oh right, so nothing fits. And they said, well, why don't you just do like a little picture and just show your bottom. We're never going to use it. We can't pay you. We've got no money. And it'll probably be on like page 70. It'll just be a wee tiny story. And then the next thing, I got up and I remember just like I was in my bathroom doing my teeth, you know, doing the usual, had a shower. And I was BBC News. And it was like, da da da, Gail Porter, Houses of Parliament. I was like, what the effing heck? And I went and I was like, oh my God, my arse is on the Houses of Parliament. And I remember the first phone call that came through, I thought, that's going to be my mum. And she went, what the bloody hell have you done now, Gail? Why can't you just be normal? And I was like,
the eternal line.
And I was like, I didn't know anything about it. I did not know. They never contacted me, never paid me.
So annoying.
Not aware of it. But do you know what? Sorry, my cat's trying to get involved here.
But mine always does.
Yeah, but you've got a beautiful cat.
I've got a naked boy. He's been sunbathing again today. He's sunburned.
Oh, how lovely. I've got a real... I've got a bitch. She just hates everyone apart from me. She's like a proper. she's just a very angry cat.
Security.
But, yeah, exactly. I went out today to get cat litter. Honestly, it's like buying. I mean, not that I'm buying drugs or anything, but I went up. It's taken me like 3 weeks to just get cat litter.
Same, it's been sold out, even on Amazon.
Everything. I was like, oh my God, seriously, what are you doing with it? I was like, but I managed to get one today. And I was going to, I think I might post it on Instagram going, yes, I've got cat litter, man.
My friends were posting like photos of toilet rolls when this all started. And some of them were like sharing it out between their housemates. It was so sweet. They were like, right, I've got a pack of four. Everyone gets one. That's all you get for the week. It was crazy.
Well, when I was stuck in Spain after I got my dad cremated over there, I couldn't get a flight, couldn't get back. Crazy. And I had, there was like four toilet rolls in my apartment. So I put a picture up where I was like, anyone want to have four toilet rolls for a flight?
I'm good.
I'm up for anything, man. Have the toilet rolls, because I don't pee that often. So do you know what, have it. I'm not that bothered.
I need a flight home. We've got mutual needs here.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't need it. Just take it. Give me a feckin' flight home.
Literally, I'll take I'll take anything.
Yeah. But the thing was, when I was when I eventually got a flight back, I was right at the very back of the plane. I was so lucky to get a flight. And I've got my dad in a box at my feet. And there was a guy sitting next to me. And this lovely air hostess lady came up. And she's like, oh, you're Gail, aren't you? And I said, yeah. She went, oh, I remember, like, you were all, like, chatting to us all, like, years ago on a flight. She said, we've actually got two seats in first class. Do you want to come up? Yes. And I went, oh, that, I said, that'd be brilliant. Is it okay if my dad has one? And she went, sorry? and the guy next to me was like, that, what the? And
I was like, oh, yeah. That, in there?
And I was like, that's my dad. Uh-huh. And she was like, yeah, okay. Well, exactly. I got back and I thought, do you know what? I'm not ashamed. Because, you know, my dad would be well proud. He got flown back first class.
Fuck yeah. He deserves that privilege. You've earned your right. Fuck yeah.
You rocked it, Dad. You know, you rocked it. You know, it was a bit of a nightmare.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hang on. How do I decline? Sorry, someone's trying to call me.
Don't worry. That's all right. Oh, honestly, usually it's me with the technical faults. My call last time broke up like 5 times. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, the thing is, I'm just sort of getting Zoom together, trying to get everything together.
Yeah.
And my daughter's just so like, oh my God, Mom. Like Kevin and Perry. I was like, can you just help me? Yeah.
Please
help me slightly. That'd be amazing. But yes, so I'm figuring it out. It's not like we've got much else to do. You've got a garden,
right?
Though, haven't you?
I have a garden. I'm so fortunate. I've been gardening my little green fingers off. I've managed to duplicate every plant in my house. I don't know how, but I've now got about 30 plants, and I'm really proud of everyone.
Oh, I don't have a garden. That's the one thing.
Do you know?
Like, oh no.
Are you an outdoorsy person?
I do this. Well, I try not to go out because I'm so aware of, like, in London as well, it's just like people are just not taking it seriously.
No.
So I've got a nice big window and I keep waving out the window going, hello! And people are like that. Who the fuck is that bald woman? Hello there!
Yeah.
Does anyone want... Do you want to be my friend? Hello!
Please, friends, anyone! I'm so bored!
I love you!
Yeah, anyway, Kate, I love you. Yeah. Wait, this is my phone number. Just call me anytime. I'm so bored. I'm literally the same.
My phone number. Yeah.
Yeah. Right in your window. Have you seen all the people putting signs in their windows? You should just put your phone number in the window and be like, just call for a chat. Just want to chat. Just pause.
I'm just going to leave my key outside and go, just come in. Yeah. I don't care anymore. Sorry, kids. It's very irresponsible. That's just like my dream thing. It's just like, oh my god,
I just
missing human contact.
I know. I feel like I've been self-isolating for so long because I was supposed to go away for surgery before all this started. So I was staying
what kind of surgery?
I was getting cosmetic surgery on my butt to make my butt bigger.
Why would you do that? You're perfect.
I know, but I like the image because I'm in like the burlesque spot, so I see loads of the hourglass figure, and I would love that without the corset. It's kind of just like a personal preference, like dyeing my hair blue. I'm just quite an extreme look anyway.
Well, you're also beautiful. You don't need a bigger butt. You're perfect.
Thank you. I know. I think it's a bit of a generational difference, maybe. I think a lot of people, my mum included, she seems to think that cosmetic surgery is for kind of like patching over things that you don't like. But I quite like my body already. I just want to change it, which is what I've done with all my other body mods. That's how I see it, at least.
Well, do you know, it's your own personal choice. I had my boobs done, but I got them reduced because, well, mine were massive. Mm. They were 28 J's. My friends used to call me 28 J's later.
Honestly.
And I was like, these have
That's
to go.
What's your experience with that?
Well, I was lucky enough. I got a great surgeon and he reduced me by like, I'm now 28C. So happy. I can't do. It was just for my body. My back was aching. Everything was hurting.
Mm.
And so that was the only reason I'd done it. But yeah, I've never done anything else.
Yeah. Do you feel like it was pressure from your job to make you do something like that?
Well, no, it's just basically my back was fucking killing me.
I mean, to get them in the first place. And then obviously to get them reduced was for health reasons. Because people really.
Well, no, they were just my natural size. They were
no. Really?
Yeah, they were that. I'd never ever had surgery in my life. I was the first person in primary school to have a bra, and I got picked on, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and I never grew any bigger, but they kept going out and out, and then the older you go, they're going down and down. You're like, oh, come on.
And seriously. They are heavy. Yeah. Fuck.
And then when I was going jogging, I was like coming back with two black eyes. I was like, this is not fun. this is not fun.
Wow. Man. Did that have any noticeable impacts on you growing up as like a teen? Were you sexualized quite young?
I was picked on quite a lot for, you know, having big boobs when I was a kid and stuff like that. And but also I was a pretty, I was quite a quiet kid for quite a long time, unbelievably.
Me too.
Were you one of those kids that like the teacher would go, right, so the question of the day is, and I'd put my hand up and go, I know. And
I was terrified. I would never speak up in class. Not until specifically in year 9. And then I got really gobby somehow.
Well, yeah, I just put my hand up. She's like, I've not even answered the question. I went, yeah, but I think I probably know the answer. And they used to call me Snobby Porter. They're like, Snobby Porter has got her hand up again. And then I went to see Star Wars. So I turned up at school the next day with my hair done in the buns.
Oh,
and they were like,
it.
Well, obviously I can't do it now. But do you know what? That's the best thing about lockdown. All these people are going, oh my God, can't get to a hairdresser.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Check me out. I win.
No maintenance. So easy.
Bit of polish.
So nice.
Bit of nice? Polish. It's all done.
Do you feel like you're a bit free from that beauty standard?
Sorry?
Do you feel like you're a bit more free from that beauty standard of like hair? I think hair, especially within like women.
Yeah. I mean, it was really difficult when the hair fell out. It was obviously, it fell out in 4 weeks. And so I had long, long blonde hair. And then 4 weeks later, I had absolutely nothing. No eyebrows, no eyelashes, no body hair, which is great. But there's always a... But yeah, that was a bit of a shock. And then suddenly jobs were starting to slow down because I didn't look the same. But then I just thought, you know what? You just got to turn it into a positive and make people feel good. And I thought, because everyone said, oh, just wear a wig. And I was like, you know, I've got my wigs when I dance. I've, you know, I went down to Brighton. I went to the tranny shops. I've got pink, purple, whatever.
Love.
I'll dance around in my flat, but I'm quite happy. It's just like, it's been 15 years now, so I'm so used to it. It doesn't really bother me. I think the only thing that upsets me is that those days it's like, you know, I don't have eyebrows and eyelashes, and that kind of upsets me sometimes.
Yeah, that's what's like, trickier. First expressions and stuff, because you're quite expressive.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I smile a lot.
Yeah, you are super smiley. I always feel good when I hang out with you, girl. I'm a smiley person too, to the point where my face starts to like twitch sometimes. It's excessive.
Oh yeah, me too.
Really?
Well, we must hang out. Yeah. As soon as this is all over, we're having a massive party.
Can we? Please, I would enjoy that. We should have a garden party in my house and then everyone can enjoy the outside.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll have some drinks in the garden. You can bring all your wigs and we'll do some dancing.
Exactly, and we can bring Chris and Stu and Scroobius, and they can all just be. Oh, and Papa Jay.
Papa Jay?
Do you not know Papa Jay?
I don't know. I feel like you guys were talking about who is Papa Jay. Maybe when we did the escape room.
Yeah, no. He wasn't there that time. No, but you have to just look him up on Instagram. He's the funniest guy ever.
Papa Jay.
And he's one of Papa Jay, and he's one of Chris and Stu's and Scroobius's great friends, and he's so funny. His messages on Instagram just don't even make any sense, and I kind of like that. You know,
I love a bit of insanity, a bit of somebody who's on the edge. Yeah,
it's like, do you know what? When I get up every morning, I just think, right, because I get friends saying I can't get out of bed, and I said, if I don't get out of bed, I'm going to go even more mental. And you know, I've done enough documentaries about people thinking I'm mental, so that's fine.
Yeah,
but I just think, do you know what? I'm going to get up, get showered, get dressed, do whatever, dance in my front room, and check on my neighbours and make sure everyone's fine. And with some sort of weird plan that I'm going to, like, you and me are just going to take over the world at some point.
I mean, I feel like we have to. I've been speaking to so many powerful women these last few weeks, girl. Honestly, listen to the last episode I've done. It's been revolutionary. Like, I think the lockdown has definitely encouraged people to kind of connect more, weirdly. I think we were just blindly walking through life before, but I've had some real, like, in-depth good conversations. Have you had anything like that since lockdown?
Do you know what? I've been chatting to all my neighbours, like, through the windows, and contacting friends from school, just checking they're all right. And everyone, I've been sending letters to people, you know, with my gloves on, obviously, and my mask. And then they're like, oh my God, you sent me a letter. And I was like, yeah, and like, you haven't done that since we were at school. And I was like, well, I don't know, just little things, just tiny wee things that make things better. I think that's all you can do, really, and just be positive. And I always say on Twitter, if anyone wants to chat, or Instagram, sometimes it gets a wee bit much, but you can only do as much as you can do. And as long as I can make people smile, I reckon, because like you've got your cat, but without human contact and without being able to hug people. And I've been chatting to my neighbours across the road, and everyone's been really lovely. But like I said to my neighbours, I said, do you know what? It is definitely like Florence Nightingale in the afternoon. Nighttime, it's like the fucking purge.
scary.
It's like, do you know what? The amount of houses that have been broken into, cars been broken into. Yeah,
I didn't realize it was that bad in London.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Kent at the moment. Thank God, I'm in a little cul-de-sac on a little estate. So I'm real lucky to be out. I've been here for about 2 years now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But my friends live in London, and unfortunately one of my friends' mum's passed away, so I did go into London, and it's eerily quiet. It's really spooky.
It's really odd.
I prefer it. London's always a place that adds a lot of stress to my life, so hopefully everyone will take away like a slightly slower pace of life from this.
Do you know what? I'm so with you on that. Someone said to me, you know, how are you coping? Obviously, it was hard when, obviously, with my dad and everything, and not seeing my daughter. And then suddenly, I had this, like, overwhelming calm. And I was like, it's actually quite nice. I don't mind chatting out the window.
Right.
I don't mind watching all sorts of shit on Netflix. And Have I seen what?
Tiger King.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Do you know, I got interviewed by Louis Theroux a couple of weeks back, And I think it's coming out on BBC Radio 4 in a couple of weeks' time. But he's doing a Zoom interview with Tiger King in jail.
Of course he is.
I know! Of course he is. I cannot effing wait.
That's so exciting. He's going to ask you all the good questions.
I don't want to spoil it for any of the people that are watching this, but can I spoil it a little bit?
Yeah, of course. This is coming out not tomorrow, but the week after. So if that's any relevant.
Well, anyway, right. If you watch Tiger King, like block this bit. But yeah, that wedding, with the wedding with the three of them.
Oh my God, that's become a meme. That's all over my friends' pages. Everyone's like, who are these three guys? Wrong answers only.
Oh my goodness me.
It's brilliant.
Carol Baskin.
Bitch.
I think Carol was just as bad as he was.
100%. I think it's a real shame, and she does get picked on in a different way for being a woman, but she's absolutely just as guilty. She's keeping tigers.
She definitely
killed her husband.
Oh, 100%.
They're doing a documentary about that.
Do we have to do a legal thing saying, yeah, this is our opinion? So yeah, legally, we're not saying.
Legally, yes. I'm not stating, but this is.
Batshit crazy. She's killed her husband.
It's insane. They're doing another documentary, I think, but oh my God, that Louis Theroux interview is going to be off the chain.
I know. I'm so excited.
Wow. I love Louis Theroux.
Oh, do you know what? I was so shocked when he said, is it okay if I do a Zoom interview with you?
Mm.
And I was like, so I got over there. I said, look, I'm fangirling because I love you. I know you're married and all that, but just to let you know I love you. And I said, please don't be mean to me. And he said, no. He said, actually, I'm taking my time out to interview people that I like or I think are interesting. And honestly, it was like 2.5 hours and it was... Yeah, he was absolutely lovely.
That's just really awesome. Really,
and then sent me an email the next day just saying thank you. And I was like, do you know what? I think when people are kind like that, you just think, yeah, life is good, man. Life is good.
100%. People just, Louis is one of those people that really opens up a lot of communities that have not had a lot of light shine on them before, which I really like. There's one thing he did.
Yeah.
He did a sex work documentary recently, which was, I think, a little bit out of touch.
I didn't see that one.
Did you know? I only watched it a few weeks ago just because I didn't watch it. But I was more expecting to be outraged, but the feeling I had more was that he was out of touch. So, you know, if he ever wants to talk to a sex worker, I'll put him straight.
Oh, well, I'll pass your details on to him. I think you've got to remember, it's like, you know, middle-aged man and he's dealt with all these things. And if you don't understand, it's very difficult for, you know, he's dealt with people that have been so, you know, like horrible people and then lovely people. And then, but you know what? If you asked me to go and interview a whole bunch of people that I didn't really know much about.
Like paedophiles, felons, crazy people.
Well, that's not, I could never do that at all. I'd shoot them.
That's right. I would be so biased, it wouldn't be even viable to use. Like.
No, exactly. I mean, he's done brilliant stuff and you just think, oh my God, I don't even know how you'd sit in the same room as that person.
Yeah.
So he's got patience and he's very clever and he's an absolute gentleman. And I was honoured. I was so chuffed a bit. So I was like, wow.
That's so freaking cool.
Check me out.
I mean, that's like a landmark thing, isn't it? Like Louis Theroux is, it's like getting drawn on The Simpsons or something. That's so cool.
No, exactly. I might contact them. Say, excuse me, before I die, could you?
I'll be really easy to draw. Just a few lines.
Yeah, really easy. It's just like a round thing, couple eyes, nose, my simple as fuck, pretty easy. Yeah.
Really, really short. Doesn't take up much screen space. Like
exactly.
Pop me and you in there on the side.
I'll be the same size as Lisa.
Yeah. I always thought that.
Yeah. Without the hair.
Without that hair. Lisa, does Lisa have hair though? This is a debate that I have with my friends because she's just all yellow.
Lisa had the jagged hair, didn't she?
Yeah, but it's all yellow. It's just the same color as the rest of her body.
Exactly. Well, same as my hair, same color as the rest of my body.
Maybe that's what it is, Gail. Maybe you do have hair. It just happens to be like Lisa. Come on. People are so prejudiced nowadays.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't give a flying fuck anymore. I just love the fact that when I get in that shower, I'm like, 2 minutes, bish, bash, bosh.
Gail, I've spent £50 on shampoo and conditioner on the internet because I've sold that in the supermarket. So I had to buy, well, obviously I didn't have to buy premium shampoo, but I did. And it was because of the lockdown. I'm blaming that. It's crazy how much money I spent on my hair. Oh.
Well, yeah, I think that's one thing I'm pretty lucky about. Yeah, don't have to spend anything on anything. So, yeah, apart from cat litter.
Yeah, clearly you'll be spending your soul or a kidney for cat litter soon.
Hopefully. I'm living the dream here. I've got cat litter. That's it.
That's all you need. The Gail essentials. Well, if anybody wants to send Gail some cat litter, I'm sure she would be super grateful.
Yeah. Could you imagine? They'll think it's some sort of weird sort of,
like, people will start grinding up random shit in their houses, sending it to you.
Oh, local junkies are going, oh, what's that? It's white and it's outside. Like,
oh, yeah, big old bags. No. What's that powder getting away from there?
Oh, it's no. Cat litter. It's don't cat litter, mate. Don't go there.
You'll be attracting all sorts of people. Probably half of my friendship group will turn up outside your house.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon at some point.
Yeah, I hope so. Have you got anything planned for after lockdown, or are you just kind of seeing how it goes?
Well, I've just finished my book, so hopefully that'll come out after lockdown. So
How do you feel about finishing it?
Well, do you know what? I have changed it so many times because obviously lockdown hadn't happened at the end of the book, so I've changed like two chapters. So I've been backwards and forwards, and my dad was still alive, and I've been backwards forwards. It's a weird one. I'm not sure if people are gonna. I think a lot of it's quite funny because it's a little bit like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Love.
Because I went through things like I was sectioned and, you know, lost my mum, my dad, my grandparents, my mind. That went for a while. And so I've just kind of written everything down, and I just hope that, you know, if it sells well, that's great. If it doesn't, I just hope it helps someone that will just read it. And my documentary that I did, that being Gail Porter, they're actually showing it because it was only shown in Scotland and then on iPlayer. Yeah. And they're showing it this Friday night on BBC Two at 11 o'clock.
Are they finally on an actual TV channel? I saw it on the iPlayer. Yeah. I was like, why has my mum not told me about this? Because she adores you. She loves you.
Give your mum, what's your mum's name?
My mum's name's Leslie.
Leslie, I love you.
Ah! She's going to lose her mind. Thank you.
I love you, Leslie. But yeah, so it's coming out this Friday at 11 o'clock. So I just got an email from the BBC and they said, look, there's been they just want to put it across the whole of the UK, 11 o'clock Friday night. And I went, is that like suicide time or something? Is that trying to make people feel better? I'm hoping it's trying to make people feel better. Going,
the late kind of scoop you out of your depression hole.
Yeah, they'll be depressed and they'll look at my life and go, oh, fucking hell, she's at it. No. So we all feel better about ourselves. So not in a bad way. Not like it's going to make people commit suicide. Make people go, oh, actually, life's not that bad.
Yeah.
We can get through this.
I think they will see a human being that has survived. I think that's what they'll see, Gail.
If Gail's been like from going from Top of the Pops to being homeless to sleeping on a bench to being bankrupt to having no home to go to whatsoever, and then suddenly comes back again, but it can happen to everyone. It happens to everyone all the time. I still panic. And do you know what? There's so many people out there now that have lost their obviously can't work, can't get any money, and it's such a. I mean, I worry about everyone. I just think, oh my god. Has my friend got enough? Has everyone got enough? And I just, everyone's struggling, but we're all holding together. And you know what? I was so pleased that you asked me to do this because I miss your wee face.
Aww. Miss your wee face. I miss your face, girl. I miss your happiness.
And we had such a good laugh at that bar.
That's right.
Do you remember at Top of the Pops?
When? Oh yeah, in that fucking bar, the sign. Literally, yeah. One random bar we chose to go in had a neon sign, top of the box.
It said top of the pops. I've still got a photo of that. I was like, how random.
That's so weird. Us
seeing that whole thing, and then you and me went for a drink there, and it said top of the pops, and I was like,
that's
oh my
so
god.
Crazy.
You know what? Things are meant to be.
I always believe that. I believe things line up. I believe manifestation, stuff like that, bringing stuff true.
No, definitely. And I'm like karma queen. I was like, you know.
You've paid your dues, girl, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, karma, karma, karma. Oh my God, I sound like I'm in culture club. But no, but seriously. I do believe in it. And I think this is the time for everyone to be extremely kind to each other. And actually, do you know what? It's a good time to reflect on who actually are your friends.
Yeah.
And who've used you in the past, or they've liked you when you did okay. And then suddenly when you didn't do okay, you don't hear a single thing.
Yeah.
And not to put it in a depressive way, but I just think, do you know what? Actually, right, I know who's been there and I know who I'm there for, and the rest of you can fuck off.
100%. I've become so ruthless in the past few years, honestly. But I feel like the concept of boundaries, it's always been a thing, but it's only been like tossed around in people's vocabulary recently. But setting boundaries has like revolutionized my life, literally just making sure that I speak to the people I want to speak to, the people that are important to me. And then if anyone else wants to contact me or wants something from me, no, just go, leave. I don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's good. It's like, you know what? We're lucky to have good friends. And even if you don't see them forever, I spoke to a school friend about 3 weeks ago, and we've not spoken to each other. I mean, she's got 3 kids, and I understand that. But as soon as you get the phone call, it's like we saw each other yesterday. But you know that's a friend for life.
That's how you tell.
Some people sort of judge, go, oh, you haven't called me for 2 weeks. Well, you know, we're all going through stuff. If you've got a friend, you can't call, if you don't call me for 3 years, I don't care. As long as you just know that I'm there, you know, then I know you're my friend. End all.
100%. I think that's changed recently, well, in recent years, because everyone's so instantly connected by social media. Like, you see people's faces every day. So you kind of assume that you see them every day, that they're thinking about you every day. But like, it's just not feasible, is it? You know, like,
no.
Before phones, we just called, or we had to turn up at the time we agreed to, or whatever, you know? So it's real different, isn't it? And I think people are starting to reconnect with that now, although in a totally different way.
Yeah, well, I really hope that when people start to, like, go out, we just appreciate kindness and treat people with kindness. Do you know, it's just... It's so simple. I never understand why people, like, when I went up to get cat litter, my exciting day, there was like this guy walking up, no mask, no nothing, and he just walked straight up the pavement. I walked onto the road with my mask on, with everything, and yeah, and I was just like, yeah, cheers, yeah, thanks Gail,
come on,
nothing.
Yeah, wow.
Do you know what, I every single person I pass in the street, you know, I mean, I've been out, as I say, 2-3 times in the past 6 weeks, and I just give a nod, and I'll walk in the middle of the street to make sure that I can go and get the necessities. And the amount of people that don't even react, I'm like, come on now.
They don't even know, like, you had the virus. That's crazy. People are just assuming that, wow. People are putting everyone at risk, and it's just unkind,
but
it's unthoughtful.
It's just, you know what, just a nod or a thumbs up. Like,
right.
my bin men, I leave them out a wee present every time they come. And I always give them, I wake up in time, give them a wee thumbs up. And then there was an ambulance guy that came to pick up a neighbour of mine. And touch wood, he's completely fine. And I was like, hi. Yeah. And they were like, oh, cheers. And I was like, you know what, that's all it takes.
It's probably nice to see a friendly face as well. Because all they're seeing right now is a lot of pain, a lot of anguish, a lot of loss. So just human interaction is nice.
I feel for everyone that's been going through it, because it must be awful. My friend's a nurse at A&E, and she's just like, I speak to her every other night, and she's, one day she's okay, and then the next day she's at breaking point.
Wow.
And I was like, you can't, you can't save the world, but you know what, you're doing everything you can do. And she's amazing. So yeah, I think everyone just look after each other. That's the main thing.
100%. I love that. That's one of my favorite aspects about you, girl. You're very caring. I always see you on Twitter, caring. Lots of caring.
I worry about everyone.
You do.
I just feel like I do. I worry about everyone. So, but yeah. And then I'll dance. I'll do a dance for you later on. Have you got a track of choice?
Oh, wow. I would love to have a dance, please. I'll use it as the promo for this episode. I'll think up a good track there. A fun one.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Fun one.
Gail, it's been so nice. Something you can what?
No, you choose something fun and I'll choose a wig.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay.
So perfect. Lovely to see you.
It's been amazing, Gail. Thank you so much for talking. Thank you so much for being so kind and all your kind words. I have one last question for you.
Is it, what's the chemical symbol of salt?
What is the chemical symbol of salt? Is it sodium?
N-A. Yeah.
Is it? I feel like we're
the... I don't know why I remember it. Nah. I don't know why I remember that from school. Because I remember I was on a flight once and they said, anything you need to ask us, please.
Wow. So anything.
I buzzed the buzzer after like two glasses of wine. I went, what's the chemical symbol for salt? And she went, I'll get back to you, Miss Porter. And she came back, she went, it's N-A. I was like, all right, thanks. And my mate was sitting beside me. She's like... She found out for me. Oh, and I was like, I just wanted to ask a question.
She said anything. I just wanted to make sure.
I felt like I was on some sort of like airline quiz show.
Oh my god, next so fun question. With the buttons. I'm like, yep. Especially on a night flight. Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, can I get some wine? I was like, so the next question is, in what year did the... And I'm like, yeah,
you're like, trying to Google on your phone, it's not working. You're like, everybody with questions.
That was my airplane game.
You're a hellraiser like me, aren't you?
Well, I think I... Yeah, fuck it. I try and pretend to my daughter. I mean, the 90s, what can I say?
It was a great decade, and it's produced two slightly unhinged human beings, and I think it's great.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I look back at the 90s, and people say to me, do you ever regret anything? I never regret anything about anything, because there's no it's a complete waste of energy.
100%.
And even if you've done something stupid, or you've fallen out with someone for the wrong reason, there's no point in regrets. All you can do is say, look, I'm sorry, I was a dick. Right. But why would you sit and worry yourself to death and just think, oh, I shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have done that. My God, I'm just so pleased that people didn't have camera phones in the 90s.
Oh, my God. I was looking at photos, or I was talking to someone the other day, and I was like, we didn't used to take photos to look good, did we? We used to just take photos mostly because we were having fun, but sometimes even just to look stupid on purpose. And now everyone just takes, like, gorgeous selfies. It's like, ooh. Filters, and I'm like, no, look at these photos from the 90s. These are awful. These are great.
Well, I'm much older than you. How old are you again?
I'm 27.
Yeah,
so I was a wee bab in the 90s.
I'm 49, so like when we were out in late 80s, early 90s, nobody had camera phones.
No,
thank fuck.
No, it is.
I know. No one had anything. And I was like, oh my God, could you imagine? I would never have gone out.
You would have all your body parts on the House of Parliament, probably.
I think I had most of my body parts all over London. I don't know what was happening. I wasn't very well behaved for a very long time.
I think that carves out the most fun, best human beings, though. Because we learn what not to do.
Well, do you know what? I think as much as this is a horrible, horrible time,
yeah,
it makes you appreciate life and think, do you know what? You know, we've all had fun, and when this finishes, we're all going to have more fun.
Yeah.
You know, stop work. You know, obviously there's like very important things like money issues and stuff like that people have got to deal with. But there's also a whole bunch of a community can get together and go, do you know what? We can do a party for free. I've got a DJ set. can't even DJ. I've been sitting just playing Duran Duran, and I can't seem to figure out how to mix it into something else.
Oh, I'll teach you. I had a DJ lesson. We'll have DJ lessons, and then we'll be a DJ duo.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Let's there you do go. That.
And we can do like throwback parties and like throw it between the
yeah,
ears.
Yeah, I was just like going from like from Insomnia. I want a bit of Faithless. I want the Prodigy, obviously. I want all that kind of like, you know, yeah, people that, you know, I loved and met and lost and yeah, all that party. Ooh. And you can do it for free. You can for do free. It for free.
Fun is free, friends. That's a good
alliteration. Fun is free, exactly. You can do something fun for free. I played Monopoly last night with, now who was it? Yoda, R2-D2, C-3PO, and I got them all round, and I was like that.
All round the table. Who won? Who won? Yeah,
guess who? Me!
No! Funny that, girl. I've never won Monopoly.
I know.
A great opportunity for me to have my first ever win.
Exactly. Just get toys because they can't win because they can't talk. So you just buy shit off them,
and then you can just be rude to them, and they don't mind. I get very aggressive during Monopoly. Brings out the
best. I take the property, and Yoda goes, "Bad you are." When I put them upside down, he goes, "Bad you are." I was like, "Yeah, but you can't fight me because you're a toy." So I'm not going mad in this way.
No, I love it. I think people should play more. Isn't that, it's something that you're supposed to play to heal your inner child, aren't you? I've got like Marvel.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got loads of toys. I mean, I'd argue my job is toys. I play with fire toys on stage.
I know. Do you know what? Will you teach me how to do that? I want to
do
that.
Yes, 100% I will teach you. Let's make a list of things.
Is that a promise?
That's 100% promise. If you
I've always wanted to do it.
I'll teach you how to use fire. And there will be a fire-breathing DJ duo.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing!
I mean, I feel like we've just made up a thing.
And the thing is, I can't burn my hair, so I'm winning.
Oh my God, that's literally how I get my burns, Gail. My hair melts. I'm a hairy girl. I don't know where it comes from, but I'm a hairy girl. And it melts to my skin. That's what injures me. You are basically designed for this shit.
I am designed for this shit, man. So, right. Soon as this lockdown's over, I'm over at your house, or because you've got a garden.
Yeah, yeah, bring the DJ kit. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll bring the DJ kit, me just playing Duran Duran and the Prodigy, and just going, I don't know what else to do.
Prodigy is number one fire music, though. How many songs do they have about fire? Like, all the songs about fire.
Exactly.
It's great.
Firestarter.
Firestarter, but, bitch. Yes.
Exactly. I admit. Oh, hang on, sorry.
That's all right.
I don't know what happened there. Someone's trying to call me, and I think I pressed the wrong button. Apology.
It's because you've been leaving your phone number all over London, girl. I told you this would happen.
And the thing is, it's like, I could see you, but when it comes to like reading, I need to get my glasses. So I was trying to get my glasses, and I pressed the wrong button. I was like, fucking so basically I'm useless at everything.
No.
I'm literally useless. So right. So this year after lockdown with DJing,
yes,
I'm gonna learn how to breathe fire.
Yes.
And
we're gonna have a wild garden party.
A massive garden party. Someone said to me they were doing like a really sensible interview for a local Scottish paper. They said,
right,
how are you coping with lockdown? Yeah, oh yeah. Usual, yeah, fine, doing this. What are you how are you coping going shopping? I just go when I need to go. What are you gonna do after lockdown? I went, probably just fuck a stranger.
Yeah. Just the nearest human being, I'm just gonna press my body against them and be like, oh,
I like, contact. I don't even care anymore.
Straight
and
on.
And they went, oh, they were like, oh, I don't think we can print that in press. I went, no, but seriously, I don't give a shit. I actually genuinely don't give a shit what anyone thinks about me.
No.
Or even if they just want to come in and give me a hug, that's fine. Just give me a hug. Anyone.
Any physical contact, please. I want to feel your skin on my skin somehow.
I want a cuddle, and I want someone to, I mean,
I want a cuddle.
Hopefully they're not boring, because if they're boring, then they're the ones to speak. But if they were quite interesting, and a cuddle, that'd be great. But
I'll come with you. And then if they're boring, we can talk over them.
Well, exactly, definitely. I'll just come to yours and have a hug, and we'll sit out and we'll just like breathe fire.
Oh,
and
yes.
We'll just take over the entire world and make have it all some, perfect.
Have some cocktails in the garden and yeah.
Absolutely. I get to meet your lovely cat.
Yes, he actually hasn't come in to visit you. You're the first Zoom call that he hasn't come to visit. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've seen him already.
Have you? Maybe his boldness, he's scared to meet his bold idol. I'm not sure. He's very shy.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he's bold nemesis. He's like, oh, hang on a minute.
No.
Two boldies in one room? Can't cope with that.
Girl, you're so funny. I've laughed. My tummy hurts.
Oh, do you know what? It's so lovely to see you. And just
so lovely. Like,
drop me messages anytime if you fancy a chat. Let me think. I'll check my diary. Oh, yeah, I'm going fucking nowhere.
I keep checking my calendar for weird reasons, being like, oh, I wonder what the date is, and it's like empty. Usually there's dots under every single day, and I'm like, this is weird. I've lost all my calendar dates. Something's gone wrong. And I'm like, no, there just fucking isn't any.
I was just like, my calendar's just like, job, cancelled, job, cancelled, oh. Job, can I'm like...
Devastating. I just deleted it.
Right.
I was like, I don't
want to
see. I don't
want to
see all this money I've lost.
Don't expect. Do you know what? We will get there in the end, my friend. Yeah. We will get there. We'll all get there as long as we all stick through. Together.
I agree.
And do you know what?
Go on.
And do you know? I always say to anyone, if anyone needs help, like even on Twitter, even if I can't help you, just if you want even a chat, just. It doesn't matter that you don't know someone. If you are lonely or you just are like, you know, just Twitter, Instagram, it's so easy to actually speak to someone.
Yeah.
I love to speak to so many people. Twitter's my favourite.
Me too.
I tried to find you on Twitter, and there's another Cats and Crows on Twitter.
Oh, don't. Honestly, I've been shadow banned on every social media platform. Even I'm search shadow banned, which I didn't realise was a thing, but Twitter does it.
What is that?
You can't find me in the search bar. You have to type in twitter.com/catsandcrows. That's the only way you can get to
my profile. Oh, well, you can tweet me. Yeah. And then I can retweet that we've had a good chat this afternoon.
There you go. And then people can find me. That'll be lovely.
Yeah. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you.
I have one more question. What? And it made me think of it earlier when you said that you've done so many documentaries about your mental health and stuff like that. But it's kind of, it gets a bit old doing the same thing over and over. So if you could do a documentary on anything you want, what would you do a documentary on?
Oh my God, that's a terrible question to answer. I probably want to go to, oh my God, I've been so lucky because I've been to so many things. I want to go to one of those like a tribe that live in a village and who are like cannibals.
Like where they've got like a totally different kind of like way of life. And it's to us, it's alien, to them it's normal.
I've got a whole story to tell you about one that I met. But yeah. I'm always just really, I'm not going to tell you this on, I'll tell you when I see you. But any sort of thing that like freaks me out or like Louis Theroux does, like yeah. Any sort of racism, sexism, anything like that, I'd like to go and meet people and go, do you know what, bring it on.
Yeah.
And I'd like them to sort of look at me as a bisexual female with no hair and say, do you know what, how are you going to deal with me?
Yeah. I'm literally everything you seem to hate, so come at me.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a mixture of everything. You're going to hate every part of me. Yeah, every single part of me. So that would be quite interesting because I know when Louis Theroux does his,
yeah,
you know, he's out there, he's a married man, he's straight, and I just think, wouldn't it be weird if like, well, not weird, but I think it'd be interesting if a bisexual woman went out, no hair, and just said to them, right, this is me. I don't believe in racism. I don't believe in all this stuff that you believe in. And what do you make of me?
Yeah.
So I'd either be part of like American Horror Story,
ooh,
part 10. it would be Gail killed in Texas.
Scalped or something. Be like, this woman is a witch. Yeah. She's a witch.
Let's try and drown her. And if she survives the drowning, then we just set her on fire and then drown
her
again.
Fucking hell, man.
Because I went to Salem. I went to Salem and I went to the witch's house.
Stunning.
I will tell you so much. I've got so many things to tell you.
Girl, I can't wait to see you again. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for talking.
Thank you. And call me anytime. And honestly, and love to everyone. And let me know. Yeah, send me a tweet so I can see when it's going out or what you're doing or whatever.
Yes. Listen to this. We'll be going out, I want to say the 30th, Wednesday the 30th. I think that's right. Tomorrow's Wednesday, isn't it? I've lost track of days.
Wednesday the 30th of December. Yeah, I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Where can we find you on the internet?
I'm Twitter is just Gail Porter. Instagram is I am Gail Porter.
I need to follow you on my new Insta.
Have you got a new one?
Yeah, I had to make a new one. They finally deleted me. I'm Riots and Crows now. R-I-O-T-S and Crows.
All right. Okay. Well, follow me on that. So I am Gail Porter on Instagram and just Gail Porter on Twitter.
Amazing.
And Facebook, I'm not really that big on Facebook.
Facebook's all weird now anyway. It's creepy. Creepy how much they know about me.
It's just creepy. The only thing it's good for is like reminding you of your friend's birthdays.
100%. It's saved my ass on so many occasions.
Yeah. Well, listen, give me a call soon.
I love you. Thank you so much, girl. Right, I love you. You. Take care.
Oh, bless you.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.